Chris Creed is dead, I mumbled. You're saying that Chris Creed is definitely dead. I got hot and dizzy. I had said many times myself he might be dead, but you're never prepared to hear something like that. It was like when Chief Bowen had said the word murder the day before. Only this was worse. She was telling me I was going to find him. Oh, I rarely say specifics as definite fact, the woman said quickly. I turned to see her eyes staring back at mine, like she was trying to cover herself somehow. I'm saying I see death in the woods. I'm saying it has to do with this boy. You just told me he was shot through the head, you stupid witch. My brain was heaving. Look, don't play with me, I muttered to her. This isn't funny.
I'm dead serious, she said defensively. I can't help what I see.
Whatever. I was thinking how many times Alex and I jumped and played on those rocks, never thinking, doi, that they marked an Indian grave. Probably 50 times in our childhood we had jumped off those rocks. She was sitting there with corn chip pieces dribbling down onto her huge chest. I couldn't believe this woman with manners like a pig could just blow out something psychic. I don't know what manners had to do with it, but I was hypnotized, watching her. Allie cleared her throat shyly and said, Can you see how he died? Did somebody kill him, or did he kill himself? The aunt looked down, blinking into her lap until she swallowed more corn chips. Then she nodded.
Suicide. He killed himself.
I mean, will the police be able to see that it was suicide? Allie reworded it. She was thinking about Beau, I realized.
If that's what they want to see, she said, with a shrug.
Not very encouraging. Well,